Well, hello and welcome to Local Matters. We're talking today about educational matters in the Upper Cumberland, and our guest is Dr. Lisa Zagumny, Dean of the College of Education and Director of the Doctoral Program in that college at Tennessee Tech University. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, I'm delighted that you could be with us. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you got to be a dean.
I'd be happy to. I am not really sure I ever had an intentional desire to grow up and be a dean. I'm not sure I really knew what that was. I have 3 degrees in history, interestingly enough, from Central Michigan University, from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and from UT. But my master's degree from Wisconsin is in art history. And when I moved to Tennessee, I was teaching art as an adjunct at the College of Ed at Tech, and down at Cumberland University, and decided I wanted a terminal degree that I could still use those visuals in, but something that maybe had a little more impact on communities. So I ended up going to University of Tennessee, Knoxville to get my PhD in education. So that's in foundations of education, the history side of things. So it's really 3 history degrees, but with that emphasis in public education in the United States. I became a faculty member in curriculum and instruction and worked my way up through the ranks. I started as the director of the doctoral program, the exceptional learning PhD program in the College of Education in 2010. And since then became associate dean of the college, overseeing graduate programs, and then last year became dean. So I've really just worked my way up through the ranks.
You have, and that's an exciting journey, and you and I share a lot in common there because I sort of took that same path and worked my way up through the College of Business. And we want to talk a little bit about the doctoral program at some point, but first just tell us about the College of Education, how big it is, what the mission is, and sort of what your degree programs are all about.
Okay, great. The college is surprisingly large. I think that's sort of a well-kept secret about Tennessee Tech. In terms of enrollment, we come in second, just behind engineering. In terms of degrees conferred, we come in first. So we are a large part of the university. I just think it's education. So it's sort of taken for granted, not in a bad way, but we're just hunkered down getting things done. So we are a big part of Tennessee Tech, and we love collaborating across our boundaries. We work very closely with all of the other colleges. So I think that's a feather in our cap. Our college has 3 departments. We have counseling and psychology, exercise science, and curriculum and instruction. Counseling and psychology, we have a BS degree in psychology, and then we have 5 different graduate programs, one that's in a master's program, and then the other 4 are master's or an EDS. In exercise science, we have 6 different bachelor's degrees to choose from, and 4 master's programs to choose from, a brand new EDS, and we're working on a concentration for the PhD program in exercise science. It'll be health, behavior, and wellness education.
Wow.
That we hope to start in fall of 19. Curriculum and instruction is the monster. We have 30 different options for a bachelor's degree. We have 50 different options for a master's or an EDS. So anything in education that you're excited about, come to Tech. We've got a program for you.
Well, it's always been amazing to me that at an engineering university, a polytechnic or a technological university, that the College of Education has been very large and almost dominant at times in terms of the enrollment and the impact it has, especially in the Upper Cumberland. And part of Tech's mission has a special statement about its service to the Upper Cumberland, and certainly the College of Education is a big part of that.
That's true. We work really well with our partner local education agencies. We have a memorandum of understanding with over 50 schools in more than 32 districts across the state. We do a lot of work right here in the Upper Cumberland. We go to participate in the Director Study Council, That's the first Wednesday of every month so that we can really stay connected with the schools and their needs, because that's part of our mission, is helping them, being a resource. We're not going to go in and tell them what they need. We want them to tell us what they need. And right now we're starting a new program, a new initiative with Putnam County Schools and the Impact Group here in town, along with the College of Business and the College of Education and Student Affairs, as a P16 diversity partnership, so that we can work with Putnam County students, Tennessee Tech students, local industry partners, and really get a harness on the increasingly diverse population that is the Upper Cumberland. So that's a brand new program that we're working on very closely with the school. So it's pretty exciting.
That is exciting. This is Local Matters with our guest, Dr. Lisa Zagumny. So Lisa, we are talking about the College of Education and the different degree programs you have and some of the outreach you do with the county schools. Tell us a bit about the doctoral program. It's a bit unique, and certainly in this area of the state, it's got a very special focus.
Be happy to. We have a PhD in exceptional learning. The exceptional learning grew out of, and the program's been around since 2000, exceptional learning grew out of special education, but we've really broadened it to be a bit more inclusive in making sure that we're working with and for anybody who's been historically marginalized, who hasn't had access, who doesn't know what they don't know. So really working for those populations. The program has four concentrations. The original concentrations from 2000 were literacy, applied behavior analysis, and then we grew and added program planning and evaluation in STEM education. In that applied behavior analysis, we have two strands. We have a school-aged adult populations, but we also have a young children and families strand, which is really important because we do a lot of work through the College of Education in our early childhood faculty working with families who need early intervention services from birth through age 8. And that's a really important piece of what we do. In fact, one of our faculty members, Martha Howard, has two grants right now, over $8 million, to serve families in the Upper Cumberland and beyond. So
families can contact the College of Education and find out what kinds of sources are available either in the college or in the school systems in the county that they're in.
They sure can.
That's great. And you mentioned STEM education, science, technology, engineering, math, and some call it STEAM today, and add another dimension to that. But obviously, our educators all over the Upper Cumberland teach mathematics and science and technology in the K-12 system. So your work with the Oakley STEM Center has a lot to do in terms of how they teach in this region. Talk about STEM education a little bit.
Sure. We have that PhD concentration in STEM education. We also have a master's and an ed specialist degree in STEM education. We work very closely with faculty who work in the STEM Center. A couple of our faculty, Dr. Holly Anthony, Dr. Jane Baker, Jennifer Meadows, all do a lot of collaborative work with different folks across campus, engineering in particular, mathematics, to really promote and bolster STEM education at Tennessee Tech in order to grow that out in the community. We've got great teachers out there doing great things. We can look at Prescott South as just one example. But really being intentional in promoting those efforts for STEM education, it's not the wave of the future. It's now, right? It's what we're doing.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, this aligns very well with the new strategic plan that I was co-chairing with Tom Payne, the dean of the College of Business. President Oldham has charged the College of Ed with graduating the most math and science teachers in the state. So this is at the forefront of our goals and what we're doing right now. We have a group that's working on that. We have a meeting later this week to talk through what exactly we need to do in order to recruit students to be math and science teachers and to keep them in that pipeline as they grow through their academic programs. So the STEM education it's a growing endeavor at Tech. We're really excited about it.
And it's just going to continue to build on a very strong foundation that Tech has always had in this field. I know for years, the chemistry department produced the largest number of undergraduate chemistry graduates in the state, larger than UT or Vanderbilt or any of the other programs. So your charge in the strategic plan is a good one, too. Lisa, you mentioned earlier that you and Dean Tom Payne co-chaired the strategic planning process for the university. I know that involved a lot of people and a lot of time, but talk about sort of the plans for the future at the university.
I'd be happy to. The president charged Tom and I with co-chairing that group, and we had a great group of 18 folks from across campus, from representatives from all over the different departments and colleges and units. And we met with over 1,000 people to just gather information, collect ideas, suggestions, what works great, what could use a little tweaking, where do we need to go, what are those feathers in our cap. And those were alumni, students, faculty, all of our administrators and CNS staff, local business partners, board members. And we really, I think, pounded out a great plan that has four primary goals. And now we're in the process of putting together working groups for each of those goals. We have a Tech Tomorrow committee that includes Tom and myself, Dr. Stinson, Dr. Ho, a handful of folks to help maneuver and roll this plan out. But the working groups will have 8 or 9 faculty members, students, some of the administrators across campus to help with boots on the ground, right, to get these plans, these tactics rolled out into each unit is going to take a lot of people because there are a lot of moving parts, and it's going to look different in each of those units. So it's going to be a large group that's doing a lot of work this year to really lay a foundation for pieces, maybe looking for that low-hanging fruit that these are some of the things that we're already doing that maybe we just don't really know about, right? Communication is one of those ongoing struggles. So reaching for that low-hanging fruit and working very broadly across campus to get lots of folks involved. Somebody might say, I don't really see how I fit really well in this particular goal. You know, so it's just a conversation. And what are you doing? Because my guess is that you're already doing something in this realm, and we just need to know about it so that we can capture all of the great things that we're doing across campus. It was a really great year working with so many folks, hearing about the things that they're excited about at Tech.
Well, this is Local Matters. We are talking to Dean Lisa Zagumny of the College of Education at Tennessee Tech, and we're going to take a quick break. Well, welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Dr. Lisa Zagumny, Dean of the College of Education at Tennessee Tech University. It's an exciting time when you're doing strategic planning, and you mentioned boots on the ground, the folks who are working daily on things that affect the future. But strategic plans look really far out, too, and look out into that fuzzy future where you don't really know what the Upper Cumberland or the state is going to look like, or the nation as far as that goes. So what kind of timelines did you look at for the plan, and what are some of the things that you see further out in the future?
Yes. I'm not sure 5 years really captures it. I think maybe we're thinking closer to 3 years. But the first year is really that foundational piece to inventory, figure out just what we are doing. And then that second year, we can really start to build on that and get some traction moving forward with plans that we'll set in stone, carve out this year. We fully expect to make some mistakes. Not everything that we do will go as we think it will.
So wouldn't be any fun if you didn't make a mistake every now and then.
We're prepared for that, as prepared as you can be for a mistake. But I think there's just a excitement in general in trying to figure out how all of our different programs and units align with all of these goals and priority actions.
And that's part of the excitement at a university. There is such a universe of talent and of differing approaches. The College of Business has a different mission in a lot of ways than the College of Engineering or the College of Ed, the Craft Center and the STEM Center. Mm-hmm. So there is a really diverse set of talent there to help the university and the state and region move forward.
Yeah, I think that's part of what's so exciting about it. We all bring our strengths to the table, and I really think that's a feather in the cap of Tennessee Tech, is that we work really well together. There isn't that competitive edge or animosity or I want what you have. We work well together. So I really think that is going to help us move the strategic plan forward in a way that's productive and effective.
And we work well with the local community and the regional community. You mentioned the county school directors, the old superintendent study council. But talk a bit about how the College of Ed has outreach into the schools.
Mm-hmm. Be happy to. Well, we work, our students, our licensure students, are out in the schools every year in their various practicums as they move through their academic programs. Our teacher education program has a year-long residency that final senior year, our students are out in P-12 schools for the full year. They'll have two different settings in most instances. One of the things that we've heard most recently is a desire from the Oak Ridge community to grow our 2+2 program, our 2+2 programs in 8 different community colleges across the state. We've always offered an elementary education degree. They asked for a secondary ed math and science, math and chemistry.
Wow.
So we're rolling that out this year after figuring out the plans with our math and science partners at Tech and figuring out what we have available at the 2+2 site in Oak Ridge. So that's an exciting new program based on community needs, reaching out and letting us know what they need. Something else that we're doing, we're partnering with the State Department of Education and the University of Michigan in a mentoring research program.
Cool.
Looking at how our mentors serve our students and what works and what doesn't work so that the state and some of the other institutions across the country can really harness mentorship. So that's a pretty exciting program that's going on right now. We're working with Jackson County High School on real-world problem solving. That is one of the things that we kept hearing in the strategic plan is that, you know, our community partners need people once they graduate and potential employees that can be just problem solvers. And so Jackson County had reached out to us and said, we'd like to do something here related to real world problem solving. So, we like to go out with our ideas, but I think it's better. It's more productive. We're going to be more successful if folks come to us with their suggestions and needs. So that's where we really thrive, I think.
And that's great. And Joe Barlow, the school director in Jackson County, has always been a great partner with Tennessee Tech. And he's retiring, but he's still thinking about things that are going on in the region. And so I'm glad they're looking forward. We are talking with Dr. Lisa Zagumny of the College of Education at Tennessee Tech. Lisa, you mentioned 2+2 programs, and a lot of our listeners probably don't understand that at every community college in our region, the College of Education offers a degree there. Talk about that 2+2 connection a little bit. They don't have to come to Cookeville to get a degree from Tennessee Tech.
That is correct. We have 8 different sites across the state where students complete their first 2 years at the community college, working with community college faculty members. And then the second 2 years, we have our instructors who are also housed at those sites. So the students are able to go through this 4-year program 2 years at a time, and they don't ever have to travel to Cookeville to come to class. Although those faculty in those last 2 years are Tennessee Tech faculty. It is an innovative program that started long before I was involved in administration at the college level. Dean Peach really got this going, and we are trying to maintain our numbers out at those sites because I think it really does a great service for those communities and those students, because we keep hearing over and over again that those local schools want their students to come back and be teachers in their schools.
To me, that's one of the real advantages. And yeah, Dean Larry Peach and Dr. Susan Elkins and several of us were in some of those early meetings. And I remember a meeting in Cumberland County, but it was Roan State Community College that was doing it. And they actually rolled out a T-shirt that had Roan State and Tennessee Tech on it. The student in the freshman year at the community college got a shirt that said, "I'm a Tennessee Tech student and pursuing my 4-year degree." Hmm. So the beauty is you can get all 4 years there on site, and you can then go right back into the community with as an educator. And I think those are wonderful programs, and I'm glad they're still being Glad Oak Ridge is still thinking about growing their program.
Yes, it's a great example of a grow-your-own sort of program for community teachers.
Well, this time of year, students are starting back all over the Upper Cumberland, and there's a lot of in-service work going on and other things that the College of Ed participates in. Talk about how the College of Ed works with K-12 schools or P-12 schools here as we launch a new school year.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Right now, our folks in the Office of Teacher Education have already placed all of the hundreds of residents that are going to be going out this fall. Our faculty are busy already thinking about where they're going to place their students for practicum. They work closely with the principals and the teachers at those schools to find the right placement. The best place for our students to get that hands-on experience so that they will be great teachers the first day out, day one. So we have a large group of people in our Office of Teacher Education that really help with those placements to make sure that they're going to be in a setting where they're going to be able to use their talents and skills that they've been taught over their 3 years in their programs, and just to get them in a good place. So as you can imagine, there's a domino effect. There's a lot of shuffling around because when we have between 300 and 400 students that are going out just for residency, the placement, so we could quite easily overwhelm any one school district. So we work with lots of districts across the state, and that's why we have so many of those agreements. And again, a lot of those students, our teacher candidates, want to go back to their local communities. Sure. Where they grew up.
Yeah, I have a granddaughter who taught for 5 years in her middle school that she went to when she was that age, and she's now a university faculty member, but she went right back to her middle school with that first teaching experience.
So, that's great.
Yeah, that's good. Well, as we start, and we're about to wrap up, but as we start a new school year, what advice would you give to parents, maybe especially of the preschoolers, the kindergartens, the early childhood experience? What do they need to do to help their student get off to a good start?
Get engaged. Be excited. Be a partner with your school and your teacher. They're there to serve the family needs, not just the student needs. And they're super excited to start a school year, especially with the young ones, K-3, 4. But even for the older students, get engaged. Take advantage of every opportunity that's there. There are a lot of things that happen at the schools, that the schools host. So take advantage of those opportunities and get involved. They always need family help. So step up and see what you can do in your spare time. We know everybody's busy, but those schools are a microcosm of the larger community. So if we could all be involved, we can do great things.
That is great advice. And this has been a special session with Dean Lisa Zagumny of the College of Education at Tennessee Tech University. This is Local Matters, and Lisa, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.